Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. This is His voice today. This is Pastor Manny. So we're just dealing with some of your questions today. So one of the questions was asked to me was about forgiveness. How do you forgive? Because some people say, we know the word of God may say forgive, but how do we come to that place? So I want us to go to Matthew chapter 5. Verse 43, but I want you to understand that when we talk about forgiveness, it's both a spiritual issue and it's also a heart issue. Now, Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, it says, you have heard that it has been said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be children of your Father which is in heaven. For He maketh His sun to rise to the evil and on the good. He sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans do the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? But be perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. So remember, I said it's firstly a spiritual issue and it's also a heart issue. So here, what he's showing us is that the last verse, he says, be perfect as your Father is perfect. In other words, our Father in heaven, as we understand the Bible, one of the main major or foundational themes found in the Word of God is about forgiveness. How God forgave man's sins. How God is forgiving the entire world. So we see that God, even though mankind has done Him wrong continuously, year after year, day after day, day after day. You know, because if you think about God, we normally say God is omnipresent, meaning He's everywhere. You know, there are some people who do wrong to us, who speak wrong about us, who do so many evil against us, and we do not see because we are not physically there to hear them talking or to know what they are thinking in their heart, or to actually see them. So some people, we don't actually know that they are actually doing things against us, or doing things that are harmful to us, or have said things that are against us. But God in heaven, He's able to see every single person's thoughts, actions, motives, everything. Nothing is hidden for Him. So Him being perfect in the sense that even though He sees all the evil, the wickedness, He's still able to forgive. Because sometimes the forgiveness is difficult because of the severity of what someone has done, or maybe how continuously someone has done it. But I said it's spiritual because the Bible says we must be perfect even as our Heavenly Father is perfect, which means that one has to come to the state where they operate or they walk like God. Because true forgiveness, or to actually be able to forgive, is something that is godly, is something that is heavenly. It is something that actually comes from God. And obviously, in order for you to actually do that, you need to be at a certain place where you are spiritually. Because He actually says, you know, in the world, you love your neighbor and you hate your enemy. So you've got hatred, you've got bitterness, you've got anger towards your enemy. But He says, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them that despitefully use you. So He's saying that prayer has a role, because as you pray, prayer is communion with God. Prayer is communication with God. Prayer is when you kind of, in a way, say, interact with God. And that which is in God begins to be revealed and begins to be shown in your life. I'll make an example in that book of Acts chapter 4, verse 12. The Bible says they saw Peter and John, and they said they saw their boldness, and these men had been with Jesus. Now the point that I want to make, of course here they were seeing boldness, but on another instance they could say they could see their forgiveness, and they could note that these men had been with Jesus. So being with Jesus causes certain things to manifest in your life. Being with Jesus, having fellowship with Jesus, having an encounter with Jesus causes you to manifest. Because remember, these words are the words of Jesus. Love your enemies, bless them who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and them who despitefully use you and persecute you. So it means they are doing all these things And remember, when you read Luke chapter 23, verse 34, you can read it. The Bible says Jesus was hanging on the cross. Then he said, "My Father, forgive them because they do not know what they are doing." Now, it only needed someone who had the heart of God, someone who was connected with God, who could be at the most painful point in his life. There you are on the cross. You're at the point of death. These people are killing you, you know, and they're doing it, you know, in a way that one would argue to say that actually they know what they're doing because they used to crucify people. The man was found innocent according to them, where Pilate said, "I find no evil in this man." Pilate was when they brought Jesus before him and they said, "Crucify him." And Jesus said, and Pilate said, "I do not see any wrong." And he even washed his hands and he said, "My hands are clean of this man's blood." But they still said, "Crucify him." In other words, he was innocent. But Jesus on the cross said, "Father, forgive them because they do not know what to do." How could he do that? Because the love of God was in his heart. The Bible says in Romans 5 verse 5, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. That means it's only the Spirit of God that can put the love of God in your heart so that you can actually say like Jesus, "Forgive them because they do not know what they do." Remember, ultimately God is love. Now obviously, one of the things we learn in through the spiritual aspect is when Jesus says they do not know what they do, in other words, he's basically saying that these people are spiritually ignorant. They are doing something. Yes, they know that they're killing me. But in their hearts, they don't really know what they are doing. They are under deception, number one. Number two, they could be possessed by evil spirits. They could be demonized. That's why Ephesians 6 verse 12 tells us, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers." This is not now to say you push everything on Satan and you blame Satan for everything, but it's trying to say that men's actions are influenced by the devil. And Jesus says, "Forgive them because they do not know what to do." They do not have power over Satan. Satan is controlling them. They do not have power over the evil because maybe some are not born again and they do not have the heart of God, or some are born again, but they've given the enemy place in their life to influence them, or their hearts are filled with hatred, or maybe they're in a situation that they do not know how to act any better. What do I mean by that? Some people, they were born up in hatred. They were born up in abusive places. They were born up where bitterness, anger, doing evil surrounded them. So they grew up in that kind of place, in that kind of culture. So that is how they naturally respond, because every environment a person is in is what they become. It's like you take a bottle of water and you put it in a deep freezer. The water will go from a liquid state to a solid state. Why? Because of the environment. So he says, "Forgive them, Father, because maybe they've grown up, they've lived in an environment that is full of hatred, anger, doing evil." So now Jesus said, "Forgive them, for they know not what to do." That's why I said, number one, it is a spiritual issue and it is also a heart issue. Now, when we look at the heart, Proverbs 4 verse 23 says, "Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it come the issues of life." That means normally when it comes to issues of forgiveness, it is a heart issue. And he says, guard your heart. Do not let certain things get into your heart and they cause your heart to become affected by them. So he says, guard your heart with all diligence, for because out of it come the issue of life. So that means, number one, in order for you to effectively forgive, you need to guard your heart. Number one, from getting to a place of going from hurt to hatred, from a place from going from hurt to bitterness, from going from a place from hurt whereby this thing is now eating you up. You know, Luke chapter 4 verse 18 says he comes to heal the brokenhearted. So definitely part of the first phase is that let your heart be healed. Let Jesus heal your heart. Let your heart be healed by you dealing with whatever has broken your heart. Because before you can forgive, sometimes your heart needs to be healed. Your heart has been broken. You've been hurt. You have been affected by whether it's words or actions, by either people you love or people who do not love you, you know. And now you need your heart to heal and allow the Holy Spirit. Because many times when we come before God, we do not allow him to get into our hearts. But he says, "I come to the heart and I knock. And if anyone will let me in, He will touch me. So that just comes to acknowledge that, number one, my heart has been broken. I've been affected by what this person has said or what this person has done or whatever it may be that is happening. And he says he will heal the brokenhearted. So that is obviously first phase. Then Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 says, he says, I do not stay on the things of the past, but I look ahead. So that means that sometimes we get stuck because, you know, whenever something has happened, you find that many times we relive a situation, we relive it. So this thing happened a week ago, it happened a month ago, it happened a year ago, it happened 10 years ago. So you find that when you are at that stage and you keep meditating about it, thinking about it, and you keep on holding and having that anger and that hatred, what happens is you keep reliving that situation. So it's one event that has happened, but every time it's going on in your heart and in your mind, you keep on reliving it and keep on reliving it, and it keeps on digging more of a bigger wound and a bigger wound and a bigger wound. That is why you have to come out of that environment, not just physically coming out of a situation that is going to hurt your heart, but even in your heart, coming out of that, so that, you know, it's almost like when a piece of object has penetrated or has entered someone's skin, or a bullet, you understand, and you find that you have to try and remove that object or whatever it is so that it will not cause further infection or whatever it may be, and then you have to bandage the wound. So the same thing, that sometimes when you keep on reliving it and reliving it and reliving it and reliving it, then it keeps on actually being like that piece of metal that is rusty, and it's just causing a greater infection, and then you find yourself actually being affected by that. So try to take steps forward towards healing. Speak to someone. The Bible says confess your sins one to another, or confess to one another. Find someone who can you can speak to and just release yourself, and just also release that person, because mainly forgiveness is not for the next person, but it's for yourself. In Jesus' case, when he says forgive them, it was for the next person, obviously, because we benefited, but many times it is for yourself. And when we read the book of Luke chapter 7 verse 47, I just want us to read that one as we are just coming to that close. It says, wherefore I say unto you, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much, but whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said unto her, your sins are forgiven. So what Jesus is actually saying, that one whom acknowledges that they have been forgiven, and they've been forgiven much, they love a lot. So also another place you need to get to is that you need to get to a place where you understand that even yourself, you have been forgiven in life. You have been forgiven by God. You have been forgiven by others. You have also made mistakes. And when you realize that I have been forgiven by God, I have also made errors, I have also hurt people, then you're able to love much. You're able also to stand out and say, let me forgive, because even myself, I have made mistakes, and I would like a second chance. I would like a third chance. I would like a fifth chance. You understand? So you need to come to that place where you understand that even myself, I have also made mistakes. I've made errors. And when we go to the same Luke chapter 17, verse 3 to 4, it says, take heed to yourselves. If your brother trespass against you, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespasses again against you seven times in a day, turn again, saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. So basically what he's trying to say is that, you know, people will make mistakes, people will hurt you. You may even rebuke them or correct them and tell them, but it doesn't mean that they will automatically change. Because forgiveness does not mean the next person will change, but forgiveness, it changes you. It changes your heart and what is kept in your heart and what stays in your heart. And it also changes how you will relate or you'll perceive the next person. So he says, actually, what will happen is that this person, seven times in a day. So he's basically trying to say that this person may continue to repeat the same thing. You understand? And your forgiveness does not mean that it will change their character. It will change the way they talk, the way they do things. They may still be a bitter person. They may still be a hurtful person. They still may be an angry person. But he's saying one thing you need to understand by forgiveness is that it will not change the person, but it will change you. And he also gives you that thing which the Bible calls long-suffering, where you give them an opportunity that, you know what, the person is doing this, maybe they are also bound. Maybe also they need to come to a process of change. So they keep on making one and the same mistake. So forgiveness is not like a once-off thing. It is something that is continuous. It is actually a lifestyle. So when you understand that people will continue making mistakes, people will continue doing hurtful things, then you need to position your heart to say, am I going to allow what other people are doing to then make me become that person where my heart is bitter, my heart is full of hatred, or I cannot heal because of certain things that has happened? So that's why I said it's a heart issue. You guard your heart to say, even though people are doing things, I will not let those things make me to become that person. There's a story in the book of Samuel between David and Saul. Now David found Saul asleep, and he could have killed him, but he didn't. Because remember, Saul was after David's life. He wanted to kill him. But he guarded his heart. And he said, you know, even though this man wants to kill me, even though he wants to hurt me and I've done nothing wrong, but I am going to become the better person. And Saul actually said, in his own words, he says, you are a better man than me. What did he mean? He said, after all that I've done to you, if I was in your position, I was not going to spare my life. But you are a better man than me. So David let his heart to be guarded so that no matter how evil Saul was, it wasn't going to make him turn also into an evil person or someone who would do that. So remember, it is a spiritual issue. It is a heart issue. I pray for you today that you'll allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life. One of the gifts of this of fruit of the Spirit is love, long-suffering. That means fruit grows, it develops. I pray that you may allow the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, to develop in you such that you can heal from the brokenheartedness, but also you find yourself at a place where you can say, like Jesus, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. That you're able to stand and be able to love people in the midst of their mistakes. That you're able to forgive multiple times. And that you're able to come to a place where you are even able to pray for those who hate you and allow God to flow in your life and affect them. So thank you so much. God bless you and enjoy your day. Amen.